This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he stands squarely behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan, despite the stunningly swift fall of the country to the Taliban, which was completed with the takeover of the national government on Sunday in Kabul. Mr. Biden said, quote, "After 20 years, I've learned that there was never a good time to withdraw forces." But he admitted that the U.S. officials did not anticipate how quickly the situation in Afghanistan would deteriorate with the exit of those U.S. forces. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Monday that the world is watching Afghanistan as he called on the Taliban to exercise utmost restraint to protect Afghan lives and allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need. Guterres told an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council, quote, "We cannot and must not abandon the people of Afghanistan." He held the meeting a day after President Ashraf Ghani's government collapsed in the face of the Taliban takeover that, over the span of a week, has taken over all major cities in the country and thrown Afghanistan into chaos. Some 18 million people, half the population, were in need of humanitarian assistance before the situation unraveled, and now fears of a catastrophic humanitarian crisis are growing. The UN chief also said the Taliban must protect what he called the hard-won rights of Afghan women and girls, and stressed that the country must not again be allowed to become a haven or a platform for terrorists. The UN also expressed concern for the country's children. A new report says the number of children killed and maimed in the first half of this year was the highest ever recorded by the United Nations in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Doctors and aid workers are rushing to get flights to southwestern Haiti on Monday ahead of the looming storm. Hospitals in the devastated area are struggling to cope with casualties from a major earthquake on Saturday that killed more than 1,400 people. Saturday's 7.2 magnitude quake brought down thousands of homes and buildings in the deeply impoverished country, a country still recovering from the assassination of its president, Jovenel Moïse, last month. The areas in and around the city of Lacaille suffered the biggest hit, putting enormous strain on local hospitals, some of which were badly damaged by the quake. Collapsed cement buildings are lining the city's main street. Public health officials said Monday that more than 200 COVID-19 cases are now linked to a three-day country music festival in the U.S. northwestern state of Washington about 2 weeks ago. More than 25,000 fans attended the music festival held in the Gorge Amphitheater. It was the state's biggest concert since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic in 2020. The Watershed Festival organizers issued a statement on Friday saying they'd worked to ensure that all recommended guidelines from local officials were followed. The company that controls the venue said Friday it will require proof of vaccination or a negative coronavirus test to attend events there starting October 4th. But meantime, several events and artists scheduled for the amphitheater before that date are instituting their own COVID policies. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said the COVID-19 state of emergency for Tokyo and several surrounding regions will continue through September 12th, rather than expiring at the end of this month after a surge in new cases over the past 3 days. Tokyo announced nearly 3,000 new daily cases on Monday after a record high of just under 5,800 on Friday. All of Japan saw a record 20,400 cases that day. Suga told reporters the surge in infections is reaching alarming levels. The state of emergency began in July, just before the start of the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest extension, the emergency will remain in force during the Paralympics Games, August 24th through September 5th. And supporters of Zambian opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema celebrated Monday as Hichilema was declared winner of the country's presidential election, receiving a majority of the vote and avoiding a runoff. Representatives of the candidates' UPND alliance at Lusaka's Mulungushi Conference Center erupted in jubilation upon hearing the news, popping open champagne bottles and tossing a soccer ball. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.